Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
What day of the week is this? Saturday night? New York sports fans, I am Danielle McCartan, and tonight we're going to call this one McCartan Before Midnight. And I'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up till 3 a.m. Yes, count them, 5 hours tonight here in New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. Connor Green and I are live here in Lower Manhattan in the Mike Francesa studio. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Call me up. Be part of the conversation. You don't want to hear me talking for the next 5 hours straight, right? So, live from New York, it's Saturday night, baby. And David Stearns, again, checked in with the media prior to the start of this Astros series. That was yesterday, Friday. And I've got to say, David Stearns has got his finger on the pulse of this team, for the most part. I'm still not sold on him, really, until I see what he does at the trade deadline. Because right now, this second, his perspective on his team is correct. But I'm not sold quickly, because if you look at the core, really, the entire lineup, he's inherited almost all of it. Lindor, Nimmo, Alonso, Alvarez, Vientos, McNeil. These were all guys that predated David Stearns. And I had been begging for J.D. Martinez for two winters, so that was a no-brainer move. And tried and true to New York Bader wasn't exactly rocket science either. However, based on what he said yesterday, he's got his pulse in the right, he's got the pulse of the team in the right spot here. So let's see what he does in a few weeks. I've got four takeaways from this press conference. And the Mets, as I have maintained all along, the Mets are going to be buyers at the deadline. I mean, the major reason why is because Steve Cohen's got a big ego and he's got a big checkbook, and they are not going to, not that the checkbook really has anything to do with the trade deadline, but what I'm saying is he won't allow the pride in his team. He's not going to allow his team to be sellers at the deadline. He's going to do everything in his power to make sure that they are buyers at the trade deadline. And David Stearns was asked yesterday, Friday, about kind of the plan. I think it was Andy Martino that asked him about the plan moving forward at the trade deadline. Connor, go ahead.
I don't think I'd rule out anything at this point. We're still over a month away from the deadline, and so we still have some time to evaluate. And as we've just seen, a lot can transpire in a relatively short amount of time during the season.
Yeah, okay. So, in other words, they're buyers. I mean, so then the biggest question becomes, will it be pitching that the Mets are going to be searching for, or will it be hitting? Batters, fielders, everyday players that they're going to be searching for. Absolutely, no doubt it should be pitching. Look at no farther back than tonight's game, for example. The Mets had a 6-1 lead through a third of the game. They ended up losing the game 9-6. You would have thought that scoring, I don't know, 6 runs in a Major League Baseball game would have been enough. Nope. Not for this Mets pitching staff. And besides a desperate need for bullpen help, and the guys that are in there, they're doing the best they can, but they need reinforcements. Okay? Besides that, it is clear to me that the Mets are without an ace. Will Kodai Senga return? I mean, I don't know, man. It is about halfway through this season, and there is still no definitive, really none at all, timeline for his return. Stern said exactly this just yesterday. He said, quote, no firm timeline. Well, that's no good. And at the very least, if Kodai Senga does come back, he's not really all that reliable. And I know he's throwing a bullpen session tomorrow, Sunday, and they're looking at what Stern's called a 40-pitch, 2-3-inning rehab start next week at the minor league level, of course. And that's all well and good, right? Barring any setbacks, and still no timeline. But the original diagnosis was a shoulder strain and tricep tightness. I mean, I'm no doctor. I just play one on the radio, but this seems a little excessive this time off. And it sounds like a shoulder strain and tricep tightness. It sounds to me like that can come back at any point in time. So no, I'm not convinced that the Mets actually have an ace. But you know who can help bring one back? Oh yeah, the flying squirrel, Jeff McNeil. The Mets have basically rendered him replaceable or dispensable at this point. Because you've got Iglesias, he's surging at least in the short term. And in the long term, you've got Acuna due, according to the league, not some reporter, although they do a great job, not, you know, some blog or not me saying this. The league is projecting Acuna to be at the major league level sometime this season. And what's perplexing to me is why they're giving Acuna the most reps at shortstop this season at AAA. With Lindor, a guaranteed Met for, you know, ever, why on earth is Acuna exclusively, why is he not exclusively playing at second base at AAA? He has logged almost double the number of innings at shortstop than at second base this season. It doesn't make any sense to me. And actually, of the three positions that he's played, he's actually played the least amount of games at second base at AAA this season. I don't get it. There is no opening at the major league level at the shortstop position. This is something I need answered by the general manager because it makes no logical sense. Brett Beatty's the answer. Don't call me with that. Miss me with that, please. Acuna could be a great second baseman. Why is he not starting there every single day? But I digress. McNeil, Friday night, 3-for-4 with a 3-run homer. Good. Keep it up. Because the better he is, the better the return is going to be for him. And I think it's inevitable that Jeff McNeil will not be a Met past this trade deadline. And number two, here's something that I think we're all still trying to figure out. Like, the baseball community, the fans of the sport are trying to figure out what the moment was for the turnaround for the Mets this season so far, however long this is going to last. Was it Francisco Alvarez's return from the IL? Was it J.D. Martinez's home run? Was it option C? Was it the second game against the Phillies in London when the Mets came away with a victory and flew all the way home on a high note? Option D, was it Jorge Lopez's meltdown in the clubhouse or the subsequent players-only meeting after that? E, was it the arrival of Iglesias? Oh, my God. Or F, choice F, does it really all have to do with a fictional purple character? Any one of these things could be right. Stearns was asked about it yesterday. Here's what he said.
Well, I think looking at Alvey's impact on the team is something that we all see. We see it in how we've played when he's been active and frankly how we've played when he hasn't been active. And some of that is probably timing and other guys playing well also, but some of that is just the importance of a catcher and how a catcher can impact the entire game. And when you have a catcher who impacts both sides of the ball, it can be very impactful.
So Stearns went with option A, clearly. And of course, that got me thinking. And I did some homework for you. Without Alvarez, while Alvarez was on the IL, the Mets were 17-28. If you like percentages, okay. They have 378 winning percentage. 378. Since Alvarez has come back to the Mets, they're 12-4 in that stretch. A winning percentage of 750. So maybe, just maybe, the answer isn't that purple guy. It's Francisco Alvarez and the leadership and work ethic that he brings to that team. Number three takeaway from the press conference yesterday. As you and I have talked about often, David Stearns reiterated that Carlos Mendoza is the right man for the job. Here's what he said.
So far,
I think throughout Mendy's steadiness and consistency, and he understands this is a long season. He's been around this town a long time and has seen all the ups and downs that you can see. And so he's been the same guy from day one through when we've had our struggles to now when we've played much better. And from my perspective, that's very helpful. And I think that's certainly a real reason why we've been able to bounce back here throughout the course of the season.
So throughout the process, when they were looking for a new manager, right, and everybody wanted Craig Counsell, right? I didn't want Craig Counsell for the Mets. And it was proved true to me when he sat up on his introductory press conference and he said that he was scared or nervous to be there. And I'm like, dude, what? I contrast that at the time, I went back to my notes, against Carlos Mendoza's press conference. And it was night and day, okay? And the most important thing being the fact that he had so much experience here in New York, that matters. And I pointed to the fact that Mendoza was named Yankees bench coach, right? And in the time that he was the Yankees bench coach, he had to take the reins because Aaron Boone was ejected 24 times. He managed the Yankees 24 times on his own as a bench coach. That's huge experience, I'm sure. If I'm Mendoza, I was going, that was bullet point number one when I went in for my interview, if that were me. That's what I would have said. Well, Boone was ejected 24 times while I was there, so I had to manage the team. And in fact, I was actually ejected one time myself. That's right. Mendoza himself was ejected from a game in 2021. And as I sat there and observed by watching the entire 42-minute introductory press conference back when it happened, he's clearly an emotional guy. He was on the brink of tears on my count two times during it. And I personally equate emotional with passionate, and I like it. And Mendoza, after getting the job, he said, I know I'm ready. I know I'm prepared. And I know how much fans want to win. They expect championships. And you know what? I believed him when he said it. And it's just something about those people who have the experience, who know that they're ready, and they will do anything in their power to accomplish it. All you need is one person to say yes. And that person for Mendoza was David Stearns. And I identify with that. That resonates with me. I'm ready, man. Put me in. And when Howie Rose asked Stearns yesterday if he received any unsolicited feedback from players, Stearns said this. They appreciate his authenticity, his passion for the game, and his desire to win and compete. And I think it's reflected in how we're playing. Again, David Stearns, with the pulse of his team, is right. And finally, the one thing I didn't like, as of just yesterday, David Stearns is still non-committal on Pete Alonso. I don't like that. Not one bit I don't like that. And he said, Pete has handled uncertainty, pressure, New York, exceptionally well throughout his career. I don't think it's impacting him this year. I think Pete's had a good year. He's on pace for a bunch of home runs. He's sitting in the middle of our lineup, and he gets pitched very carefully every single night. He's doing what we expect Pete Alonso to do. Great. Cool. I love that. Good. But to be honest, I really would have liked one more sentence or one more prepositional phrase. Is that the right term here? Or one more conjunction to that? I would have liked to have heard, and we understand how important he is to the success of this team. So we've been in contact with Pete and his representation, and we've presented a few numbers to them. That's what I would have loved to hear yesterday. Instead, Stearns was coy. He was completely noncommittal about the best, by far, power hitter on the team, and one of the best in the league. And by the way, when Alonso was bombarded with questions on the first day of spring training this year, bombarded. The first four or five or six questions, I watched it, were about his contract status with the Mets. He said, Pete Alonso said, he would be willing to negotiate in season. So miss me with those phone calls too tonight. Pete Alonso said, and here's the quote, if you don't believe me, he said, definitely we welcome conversation. It's just that the only conversation we've had was about the one-year deal. So that tells me his team, his camp, him, he wanted to get a long-term deal done, and the Mets did not. David Stearns did not. And I just don't know, taking a step back, I don't know, or I don't understand what Stearns doesn't like or doesn't value about Pete Alonso. But I'm not trading him. And as you know, I never was trading him. Get to the table. Get a ballpark figure at least. And see what can happen. Because again, Pete Alonso said he'd be, not in these words, but paraphrasing here, be willing to work on something in season. Oh, and one more thing. There was a new inadvertent slogan for this Mets team, as if they don't have enough of these things going on. And he didn't mean to say it. It just came out, and I kind of paused the YouTube video I was watching on SNY, and I was like, man, that would make a great t-shirt. So, the phrase was, chemistry, energy, and vibes. That's what David Stearns said yesterday. Chemistry, energy, and vibes. And I'm thinking, like, I'm no graphic designer by any means, but I'm thinking, okay, those three words on the shirt, and put, like, emojis underneath them, like the beaker, this, you know, from science class, the beaker under the chemistry, the full battery emoji under the energy word. And for vibes, I was thinking like the hang loose hand motion, you know, hang loose. I mean, chemistry, energy, and vibes. The pulse of the New York Mets right now. And David Stearns, he's got his finger. Is that what it is? He's got his finger on the pulse. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to get aboard. My name is Danielle McCartan with you on The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.